643 1320 WILS. Locally here, big news, a Title IX investigation determining the three Michigan State University football players accused of sexually assaulting a fellow student were found to have violated university policy. Karen Truskowski is with us. She's an attorney with the Temperance Legal Group and represents the alleged victim in the case. Karen, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Mike. Nice to speak with you.
We hear so little, and you've been doing this for a while, specifically with these sexual assault type cases, right?
Yes. Yeah, so this is pretty much all that I do now.
Your specialty. And we've heard so little about what may have allegedly occurred. Can you give us any sense of what actually may have happened here?
Well, I can't really go into any great detail right now because of the criminal case that's still pending, but there was my client alleges that she was sexually assaulted by three gentlemen, and as a result, there is a Title IX investigation and possible criminal charges that may be coming down at some point.
Now, the Title IX investigation said they violated university policy. What does that even mean?
Well, again, my apologies, Mike, I can't go into any great detail, but the university has policies about assault and battery, just basic policies that students have to abide by.
Okay.
And the Title IX investigation found that they were in violation of certain university policies.
Okay. So does that mean the investigation found that an assault occurred? Is that what it says?
Well, and they have not made a determination that an assault occurred.
Okay.
And keep in mind, too, Mike, that the three gentlemen have the right to appeal the finding. So, the process still has to work its way through the appeal process.
Karen, why have we not had any charges?
Well, I have been in communication with the prosecutor's office, and they are doing their due diligence, and there are very valid reasons why things are taking longer than most people think they should take.
Is it typical for a case to take this long for charges to be filed if it occurs?
It can, and I think because the spotlight is on this case, that people think it's taking a long time, whereas there's lots of criminal cases out there that nobody's paying attention to. Mm-hmm. That can take a lot longer than this one. So,
what are they lacking? Yeah. Facts or details? What's missing from them proceeding forward if there's a case?
At this point, the criminal investigation itself by the Michigan State University Police is finished. So, my understanding.
I was hoping she'd come back. Dial her back up, Solomon. Let's see if we can get her back on. Sometimes it disappears and comes right back, and sometimes the line disappears and doesn't return. So at this point, there is still a process. I mean, even though there has been this determination by the Title IX investigation that university policies were violated, there is an appeal process, and so this is not a final determination. There's still more to come. Again, we're talking to Karen Truskowski. She represents the alleged victim in the case. So the process, Karen, sorry, your phone just cut off there, but the process.
Yeah, sorry about that,
Mike. No problem. What happens? Because this is the initial investigation results, but they can appeal that, right?
They can appeal, yes. There is an appellate process because, their education is a property right, and they do have the right to appeal that. And it is my understanding that one, if not more, of the young men is planning on appealing. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't have any information at this point what the basis of their appeal is, or if they've even pursued that yet. But, it's a good possibility.
Did the assault happen, the alleged assault happen on university grounds?
Yes.
It did, okay. And how do you feel the university's handled the case so far?
I'm comfortable with the way that the university itself has conducted the investigation.
Okay.
They've done what they need to do to help my client and to see that this is an impartial investigation so far. I haven't seen anything that's gone sideways, so
to speak. Is she still a student at MSU?
She is a student. She's not there for the summer.
Okay.
But she is a student, yes.
And at what point then did she reach out to you? How soon after the alleged assault?
It was fairly soon, a few days.
Okay. And so what was it about the case that made you decide to take it on?
Well, anytime you have somebody that's been a victim of an assault and they don't know what their rights are, they certainly, you know, I want to help them. And most people don't know what rights they have.
Did she contact the university before she reached out to you? Were they aware of it at that point?
Well, before they contacted me, yes. They had contacted the police and the university before they contacted me, yes.
Okay, so she basically reached out to authorities and contacted you. Okay. And
yeah.
So in terms of timeline, what's going to happen here? What do you expect the next steps will be?
Well, as far as the criminal investigation, I can't speak to that, but as far as the investigation, the Title IX investigation, the timeline, I would imagine, and this is my educated guess, will be depending on what appeals are filed, it may take 2 to 3 weeks, maybe a month.
Mm-hmm. Have you been told by the prosecutor's office that they will be pressing charges?
They have not told me that one way or the other, no.
Okay, they haven't confirmed one way or the other. And
no, they're very close to the vest, and you know they share certain things with me because I represent the alleged victim, as we say. But as far as the details of their investigation, they still keep that pretty confidential.
And the accusation is what, the three players, was it a simultaneous assault that occurred on one evening, or what's the general?
That's the general idea, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's Karen Truskowski. She is the attorney that represents this alleged victim in the case involving three MSU football players. She's an attorney with the Temperance Legal Group. Find her at temperancelegalgroup.com. Karen, thanks for talking to us this evening and giving us the latest news on the case.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yeah. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.